everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are tackling a beast that I think every single person listening has, well, wrestled with, whether you realize it or not. It's the content bottleneck. You know the feeling. We live in this world of, like, infinite platforms, TikTok, Spotify, YouTube, where content is flashy, fast, engaging.
Right.
But then you walk into work, you log into your corporate learning management system or LMS, and it feels like you've just time traveled back to 1999.
It is the classic feed the beast problem. I mean, yeah. The technology to distribute information, the platforms, the servers, it has completely outpaced our ability to actually create the stuff people want to consume.
Exactly. And that's the tension we're exploring today. We are looking at a collision of two technologies that might just solve this. So in one corner, we have Litmos.
Right.
If you're in the corporate world, you probably know them. They are, you know, the heavyweight champion of the LMS world, used by over 4,000 companies. That's the classroom.
And in the other corner, we have the engine, something called Auto Content API. It's a tool that automates the creation of high-quality multimedia. We're talking podcasts, videos, quizzes from just raw text or a URL.
So just to set the table here, we aren't doing a versus episode. We aren't saying buy this, not that. The mission today is to figure out how Auto Content API acts as a force multiplier for a platform like Litmos.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to solve the production capacity crisis in corporate training because, let's be honest, how many employee handbooks are just sitting there as 50-page PDFs that nobody has ever opened?
I would bet the vast majority of them. And that's the real tragedy of corporate knowledge. It exists, but it's packaged in a way that almost ensures it gets ignored.
So the big aha we're building toward is this.
Mm-hmm.
What if you could take that dry, dusty compliance PDF, feed it into a machine, and out comes a multi-voice engaging podcast episode or a video?
Which is then automatically uploaded to your Litmos course.
Exactly.
It sounds a bit like science fiction or maybe magic, but based on the documentation we've got, it's really just API calls.
Okay, let's unpack this. But before we get to the, you know, the robot directors, we need to understand the landscape. Let's talk about Litmos. If I'm a learning and development manager, an L&D pro, why am I using Litmos?
Litmos is the infrastructure. Think of it as the university campus. It has the lecture halls, the library, the administration office, the tracking systems to see who showed up to class.
Right.
They focus on empowering learning for everyone, employees, mm-hmm. partners, customers. They are huge in industries where you just cannot afford to be untrained, like financial services, healthcare, manufacturing.
Right. And looking at their feature list, I mean, they aren't slouching on tech. They've got an AI assistant, video assessments, and
a content authoring tool.
Exactly that. They explicitly mention their goal is to reduce risk and improve business performance.
Exactly. They provide the pipes and the screens, you know. But a campus is useless without the lectures and the books. And that is where the problem really lies. You can have the best LMS in the world, the shiniest, fastest Litmos instance. But if you fill it with text-heavy PDFs, your employees are just going to tune out.
This is that content saturation theory, isn't it?
That's the one. The sources describing Auto Content API hit on this really hard.
Yeah.
We are in an economy of content saturation. The barrier to growth isn't distribution anymore. Litmos handles distribution perfectly.
Right. You can get a course to 10,000 employees in a second.
In a second. The barrier is production.
It's the cost. I was looking at these numbers in the source material, and honestly, they made my wallet hurt just reading them.
They're eye-watering. To produce a single high-quality podcast episode by hand.
We're talking hiring a studio, sound engineers, all that.
All of it. You are looking at anywhere from, what, $100 to...
Where?
$15,000. It's a huge range.
Wow. And video is even worse, I'm guessing?
Oh, absolutely. You're starting at $3,000 minimum, and it just goes up from there.
Right.
Easily.
So let's play this out. If I'm a training manager using Litmos and I have a standard corporate budget, I can maybe afford to make, what, 3 high-quality videos a year?
If you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates this massive bottleneck. Companies have the knowledge. It's sitting in text files, databases, old blog posts, email chains. But they can't transform it into engaging formats fast enough because the unit economics, the cost per asset, is just way too high.
And meanwhile, your employees are going home and watching TikToks that cost $0 to make, but are infinitely more entertaining than that safety video you just spent $10,000 on.
Precisely. The bar for engagement has been raised by the consumer web, but the corporate budget hasn't caught up.
So this is where Auto Content API comes in swinging. They market themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative. Now, we've talked about Notebook LM before, that Google tool where AI hosts talk about your documents. But I have to ask, is this just a copycat?
It's a similar concept, but for a different audience. I mean, NotebookLM is a consumer tool. You, as a person, you drag and drop a file. Auto Content API is designed for the enterprise. It's programmatic.
Okay.
It takes inputs, URLs, PDFs, raw text, even YouTube videos, and it generates broadcast-ready assets at scale.
And the one that really caught my eye is the audio overview. But I want to be skeptical for a second here. When we say audio overview, are we talking about that robotic GPS voice reading a manual? You know, turn left at the next paragraph?
No, and that's the critical distinction.
Bro.
If it were just text-to-speech, we wouldn't be talking about it. It generates a two-person dialogue script. It sort of mimics a dynamic back-and-forth conversation, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Okay, so let's visualize this. Let's create a fictional employee. Let's call her Sarah from sales. Sarah is busy. She's on the road. She ignores emails.
Classic, Sarah.
So the Litmos administrator has a new code of conduct update. It's 40 pages of legal jargon about gift-giving policies. In the old world, the admin uploads the PDF to Litmos. What does Sarah do?
Sarah opens the PDF on her phone, scrolls to the bottom as fast as humanly possible, clicks I acknowledge,
Yeah.
and just prays she never actually needs to know what was in it.
Right. Zero retention. Now bring in Auto Content API.
The administrator feeds that PDF into the API. The API analyzes the text, it identifies the key compliance points, like the specific dollar limit on gifts, and it generates a 10-minute audio episode.
And in this episode, you actually have two AI voices discussing the policy.
Yes. One might say, "Hey, did you see the new rule about taking clients to dinner? It's a bit tricky." And the other says, "Yeah, the limit is now $50. Let's break down what that actually buys you."
Okay, see, that changes the whole context. So now Sarah.
Now, Sarah, who is driving to a client meeting, sees a notification from her Litmos app. New episode, gift policy update. She hits play on her car stereo. She listens to a 10-minute conversation. And she actually absorbs the nuance because it's a story, not a list of rules.
But I have to push back on the quality here. Does it actually sound good? Or does it sound like two robots trying to have a beer? Because if it sounds uncanny, Sarah's just going to turn it off.
That's a valid fear. The technology has moved incredibly fast. Is it perfect? No. But is it broadcast ready for internal training? Absolutely. The intonation, the pauses, the little ums and ahs, they're all there. It tricks the brain into engagement.
And the scale here is what's wild. The source material mentions programmatic generation. This isn't just for one PDF.
Right. A news publisher, or in this case, a compliance officer, could send 100 articles a day to the API and get 100 unique episodes back. You're shifting the model from manual creation, one person making one thing, to automated transformation.
You're decoupling the creation of ideas from the production of assets.
Exactly.
Okay, so Sarah is happy. She listened to the podcast, but Sarah has a counterpart in Berlin. Let's call him Hans. Hans doesn't speak English perfectly. Usually, what happens to Hans?
Hans is the forgotten child of corporate training. I mean, usually the US team gets the cool training immediately. Then the L&D team has to hire a translation agency. They translate the text, maybe they dub the video if they have the budget. Hans gets the training 3 months later.
Or never.
Or never. And by then, the policy might have changed again. This is a huge friction point. Litmos actually lists multilingual learning as a key feature because global companies are desperate for this.
So how does Auto Content fix the Hans problem?
Well, Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. But it's not just subtitles. We go back to that audio overview. You take that English podcast episode we just made for Sarah, the system automatically transcribes it, translates the script, and then, this is the cool part, resynthesizes the audio.
Resynthesizes. That's a fancy word. What does it actually mean for the listener?
It means it generates new audio in German using German-speaking AI voices that follows the flow of the conversation.
So Hans logs into Litmos in Berlin.
And he sees Geschenk-Richtlinie update, gift policy update, and he hits play, and he hears two German voices discussing the policy in his native language. And he gets it at the exact same time Sarah gets hers.
That is huge for consistency and, frankly, for morale. It really sucks to feel like the second-class citizen in a global company.
It multiplies your total addressable market internally. You aren't leaving your non-English employees behind.
Okay, let's pivot to visuals. Because audio is great for the commute, but sometimes you really need to see things, especially if we're talking about software training or, you know, safety procedures. Litmos has video assessments and AI playlists, but video is notoriously expensive.
It is. It's the most expensive asset class. But Auto Content has this faceless video capability.
Faceless video. It sounds a little ominous, doesn't it? Like something out of a spy movie.
It does sound a bit cyberpunk. But what it refers to is the Video Create Shorts endpoint. It takes a script and generates a 9x16 vertical video, like a TikTok or a reel complete with an AI avatar.
And the avatar is lip-syncing.
Lip-syncing, subtitles, stock footage overlays. They also do explainer videos. These are more like 60 to 90 seconds, usually horizontal.
I'm going to play skeptic again. We've all seen those bad AI avatars where the mouth moves weirdly and the eyes are just dead. Is this something employees will actually watch, or will they just mock it?
It's a fair question. The uncanny valley is very real. But you have to think about the use case here. We aren't trying to win an Oscar. We're trying to explain ladder safety or how to submit an expense report.
So utility over artistry.
Exactly. If the choice is read this 10-page manual on ladder safety or watch this 60-second video where a slightly stiff avatar explains the three key points, the video wins every single time.
And the cost difference is what makes that choice even possible.
That's the key. The source explicitly compares the costs. Manual video production, $300 plus per asset, minimum. Auto content API, for roughly 400 credits.
Which translates to?
About 4 euros.
€4 versus $300.
That is what we call cost arbitrage. It changes the fundamental question from, can we afford to make a video for this, to, why wouldn't we make a video for this?
But wait, I worry about the spam factor here. If it costs €4 to make a video, what's stopping an L&D manager from making 500 videos and just drowning Sarah and Hans in content? Here's a video on how to use the stapler. Here's a video on how to open the door.
That is a very real risk. Just because you can generate content doesn't mean you should generate garbage. The role of the L&D manager has to shift from creator to curator. You become an editor. You have to decide what actually deserves the employee's attention.
That's a really important distinction. The tool gives you capacity, but it doesn't give you taste.
Exactly. But imagine the legitimate use cases. You don't just have one generic safety video. You can have a 60-second video for every specific machine in the factory. That wasn't financially possible before. Now it is.
There's another feature in the auto content source that I think fits perfectly with Litmos's revenue enablement side, so sales training. It's called deep research.
Yes. This is where we move beyond just formatting, taking text and making it audio, and move into actual intelligence. The API doesn't just rewrite text you give it. It can browse the live web. It checks sites like FD.com, SEC.gov, reputable news sources.
So it's not hallucinating. It's not just making up facts.
It's designed to cross-reference claims. It's built for accuracy.
Yeah.
Now, apply this to our friend Sarah in sales. Sales training is so often static. Here's our product. Go sell it. But Sarah needs to know what the competitor did this morning.
Right. She needs newsjacking for training.
Exactly. The source suggests a workflow where the API monitors a competitor or a market trend using recurring research templates. It wakes up every morning, scans the web, and generates a daily briefing podcast.
So Sarah logs into Litmos, and instead of seeing a course from 6 months ago called Competitor Analysis 101, she sees Daily Market Pulse, February 8th.
And it says, hey, Sarah. Competitor X just dropped their pricing by 10% this morning. Here's what that means for your pitch today.
That is incredible. That turns Litmos from a static library, a place you go once a year for compliance, into a live intelligence platform that you check every single day.
It fights the forgetting curve.
Yeah.
We know that people forget 90% of what they learn in a course within a week. But if the training is daily, relevant, and tied to the news cycle, retention just goes through the roof.
The source also mentions integration with X, you know, Twitter and Reddit. This is the social listening piece.
Right. If a topic is trending on Reddit that relates to your industry, the API can actually analyze the sentiment.
So if everyone is complaining about a specific feature of a competitor's product,
the API spots that, creates a training module on how to sell against competitor X's weakness, and pushes it right to Sarah's Litmos dashboard, real time.
That is incredibly powerful. But, oh yeah, I can hear the technical folks listening right now. They're thinking, okay, this sounds great, but I am not a coder. I don't know Python. How do I actually glue this all together?
That is the million-dollar question. Litmos highlights its simple setup and integrations. Auto content is API first, which means it's designed to run in the background. They call it headless operation.
Headless operation. Can we explain that like I'm five? Because that sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah. It does. Think of Litmos as your TV screen. That's where you watch the show. Auto content is the cable box or the streaming server. It doesn't have a screen of its own, really. It just sends the signal to the TV.
And how do we connect the cable box to the TV?
You use what we call no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier. Think of these as digital glue or like digital pipes. You don't need to manufacture the pipe. You just snap the pieces together.
Okay, so walk us through the ultimate workflow described in the source using these pipes.
Okay. Imagine a manager drops that new policy PDF into a Dropbox folder, just a regular folder on their computer. That's the trigger.
Similov.
Make.com sees that file land in the folder. It says, oop, new file. It grabs it and shoots it over to the Auto Content API. The API ingests the PDF. It generates the podcast summary. It generates the explainer video. It even generates a quiz. Litmos loves quizzes.
And then.
And then that digital pipe carries those new assets straight into the Litmos library and creates a new course module.
So the human effort involved in the production.
Zero. The human just dropped a file in a folder.
Time elapsed.
Minutes.
That is the definition of leverage. You're doing the work of a 10-person production studio with a Dropbox folder and an API key. But I have to ask about quality control again. If there is zero human effort in the middle, what if the AI gets it wrong? What if the podcast says, do give gifts over $50 instead of don't?
That is the human in the loop problem.
Yeah.
In a high-stakes environment like healthcare or finance, you probably don't want to fully automate the publishing. You want the workflow to save the draft in Litmos and then have a human click approve.
Right. So the AI does the heavy lifting, the human does the final check.
Exactly. It gets you 95% of the way there. You just need to steer the last 5%.
So what does this all mean for the listener? If you're sitting there with a Litmos instance or any LMS, really, why does this matter right now?
It means you need to stop thinking about content production as a linear process. Linear means I have 1 hour, I can write one page. That is craftsmanship. And craftsmanship is great, but it doesn't scale.
And we need to shift to.
Parallel production,
Yeah.
industrial manufacturing of knowledge. I have one input, and the machine creates 10 assets, audio, video, quizzes, translated into five languages. It changes the unit economics of learning.
It's basically realizing that your LMS is a hungry beast and you can't feed it with a spoon anymore. You need a fire hose.
That's a great way to put it. And it raises a really important question for the future, a really big one.
Lay it on us.
The source material ends with a really provocative thought about the agentic web.
The agentic web. This is the idea that AI agents like Siri or ChatGPT on steroids will be the ones reading content for us.
Right. We are moving toward a world where humans might not be the primary consumers of your documents. AI agents will read your corporate policy to answer a question for an employee.
So Sarah might not even listen to the podcast. She might just ask her AI assistant, "Hey, can I buy this dinner?" And the AI checks the policy.
Exactly. But here is the catch. If your internal knowledge, your corporate brain, isn't structured, if it isn't multimodal, if it's just trapped in scanned PDFs or messy text files,
Will the AI even be able to find it?
maybe not. Or it might misunderstand it.
Yeah.
By using tools like Auto Content API to structure your data, to tag it, to turn it into clear audio and video transcripts, you are essentially pre-chewing the food for the AI.
You're future-proofing your knowledge base.
You are. If your training data isn't ready for the AI era, if it's not in audio, not in video, not structured data, you might just be creating a digital ghost town, a library where the books are written in a language the robots can't read.
That is something to chew on. It's not just about saving money on video production today. It's about ensuring your company actually has a brain tomorrow.
It's not just about efficiency today, it's about visibility tomorrow.
Well, on that slightly terrifying but exhilarating note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. Litmos plus Auto Content API. It sounds like the engine room of the future corporate university.
It certainly does.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And hey, go check on those PDFs. They might be lonely. We'll catch you on the next one.